The International Broadcasting Cartel proudly presents Great Moments in Literature! A regular series devoted to the finest 2 minutes of Western civilization. Tonight, a dramatization of the famous tea scene from John Cleavage's Victorian erotic novel for children, The Bordello on Pool Corner.
Hi, I am your hostess for Great Moments in Literature, the beauteous in Hilt Monday, Dame Margaret Waterford Clauset. And I am joined this evening by the Royal Dramatic Society of St. Beat Around the Bush for our presentation of the Bordello on Pool Corner. John Cleavage, the 4th Earl of Monk, lived, so to speak, in the 18th century, the golden age of Victorian erotic writing. He lost his considerable fortune speculating in the Javanese mince pie industry during the great mince drought of 1747. It was his reduced circumstances that caused him to pen his masterpiece, The Bordello on Pool Corner. It attracted considerable attention from the critics when it first came out. We have this fragment from the diary of Samuel Pepys. To the booksellers, to pick up a copy of The Bordello on Pool Corner. What trash. Now, the tea scene is from chapter 20 of book 109. The scene transpires between Sir Q and the Marchioness de M as they take tea quite nude in the Marchioness luxurious outbuilding. The chapter is filled with marvelously crafted narrative describing the seething lust and the explosive passions that both are trying to suppress. The whole thing lasts some 1,500 pages. Now, in the dramatization, of course, these things are brought out through the nuances of the voice, and consequently, the scene is just a trifle shorter. So now, without further ado, let's present the Royal Dramatic Society of St. Beat Around the Bush in their dramatization of the tea scene from The Bordello on Pool Corner.
Tea?
Yes, thank you.
A sugar?
Yes, thank you, madam.
One lump or two?
Two, please, Countess.
My dear Marquis.
Sorry, Countess.
And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have one of the most arousing scenes in the entire canon of Victorian erotic writing. Oh, I'm quite spent from listening to it. I don't think I can go out. So, please, return for the next installment of the International Broadcast Cartel's Great Moments in Literature.